Chris, welcome back. We last talked about this July of last year.
We did, and we were just about a month, month and a half into the growth of what we call the budget beard at that point. I stopped shaving at the end of May 2015 when the legislature sputtered to the end of its spring session and did not pass a budget. And more than 400 days later, here we are with it, and we've decided that the stopgap temporary budget that was passed last week is at least enough of a symbol of bipartisan progress, the ability to negotiate, that we will shave the beard to encourage more of that and to try to raise some money for local charities that have gone without in the last 13 months because of the inaction.
Tell us about some of the details of doing a charity shave.
Well, what we want to do, we want this to be open to the public as well, to encourage anybody either who's been affected by the impasse or has just been interested and paid more attention to it because of this oddity that I'm wearing, to come out and make a donation to one of four charities that we've identified, in exchange for which they'll get to clip a part of the beard as we trim it down at Men's Oil in East Peoria. It's a grooming salon there, 300 Meadows Avenue. 1 o'clock Saturday we're going to start, and we're going to keep going until the beard is trimmed. If there are still people there who are interested in donating, we'll keep going until the hair on my head is trimmed. And then we will get an old-fashioned straight razor shave of the remains of the beard, and this will benefit four charities. It will help the Center for Prevention of Abuse, particularly its program for children who have witnessed acts of violence. We will be helping Neighborhood House and its Meals on Wheels program, Commonplace and its adult literacy program, as well as Lutheran Social Services, which is a statewide organization but had to pull back on a number of its senior care programs in the area here, but still does a number of other services around the state, including locally.
So how did you choose those charities?
I wanted to be as representative as we could, not just of our area, but also of the state and the issues for people around the state affecting everybody, literally from cradle to grave, from youth to senior citizens, and be able to achieve that involvement at every step.
I realize we're radio, and there's really no video component, but I've brought the ruler that I use to rip paper. So shall we measure?
I think we should. That sounds like an excellent idea. I'm stretching the beard, which has a distinct curl to it.
It does. And so you're going to do the measuring. So you're doing it from your chin down. Let's pull it down just a little bit more, because I think you're at about 10 inches. Does it look about 10 to you?
It looks about 10 inches. I don't want to let go of the extreme bottom of this, but right. it appears to be between 9.5 and 10 inches at its longest period.
Oh, my goodness. This has been, it's been really, as sad as the cause has been, this has been fun to watch lawmakers and other members of the community talk to you after press events about, oh, my gosh, you still have that beard.
Absolutely. I'm going to miss some of the creative nicknames that people have come up with and the inquiries on whether I'm going to join ZZ Top or whether I'm considering becoming Amish. Part of me will miss that, but the opportunity to try to make some good out of a bad situation is, I think, long overdue, and we can still have a lot of fun with that.
Thank you for taking the time to come in and talk to us about it, Chris.
It's been my pleasure, Tanya.